Hi, and welcome back to the Action Fullness Podcast. This is the Naturopath's Corner with me, Maya, the Naturopath. I want to talk to you today about bone health and osteoporosis. Can they be treated? Can they be prevented? How do we keep our bones happy? Because I often see patients in clinic who are either in the early stages of osteoporosis or who are worried about osteoporosis, and they ask, how can this process be prevented, slowed down, or stopped? So let's talk a little bit about bones and what builds them and how do we keep them happy. So from the moment we begin to grow until we reach our mid-20s, we're building our bone strength. After this, about age 25, but obviously it differs a little bit from person to person. After our mid-20s, we have to start maintaining the strength we've built up and slow down as much as possible the rate of bone thinning. In postmenopausal women, the rate of bone depletion increases significantly, and that increases the risk of women suffering from osteoporosis. We have the gift of estrogen protecting us for a certain amount of time, and then we don't. And when we don't, we catch up quickly. So what can be done? Well, first I want you to keep in mind that it is essential to do weight-bearing exercises. These are things like walking and running, playing tennis or football, or really any other activity that you can persevere with. And nutritionally, it's important to pay attention to eating a balanced diet that includes an abundance of bone-building components. And this is throughout life. In childhood, it helps to build bone strength, and in adulthood, it helps us to maintain this bone health. What are these components? We're talking calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, potassium, zinc, essential fatty acids, vitamin C and B vitamins. Vitamin D can be absorbed also through exposure to sunlight, not just through diet. So if you're playing tennis, for example, you get a double bonus. So the average adult should aim to eat about 700 milligrams of calcium a day, which is one of the most common questions I encounter. How do I get there? How do I keep 700 milligrams of calcium? Okay, so let's see. The first thing, shocker, fruit and vegetables. Fruit and vegetables provide an abundance of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. We know that the recommendation is to eat at least 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day, and preferably in as many colors as possible. The most recommended for calcium are the leafy green vegetables like kale and bok choy and Chinese cabbage and chard and more. And these are wonderful sources of calcium. Figs are also an excellent source of calcium, as well as magnesium and potassium. And this lasts even when the figs are dried. And citrus fruits are particularly a yummy source of vitamin C. Whole grains such as whole rice, or oats, or wheat, or rye, or barley, or millet, or corn, or all the other grains, they're an excellent source of fiber, antioxidants, proteins, minerals, and B vitamins. And although they contain nutrients that can help maintain bone health, they can also contain phytic acid, which prevents the optimal absorption of calcium. So if you're having a calcium-rich meal, that's not the right time to incorporate these whole grains, okay? Nuts and seeds, like almonds and pecans and walnuts and cashews and sesame seeds and pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and all the other seeds and all the other nuts. They're an excellent source of essential fatty acids, as well as being very rich in magnesium. Protein sources such as legumes, beans and lentils, soy products, eggs, dairy products and meat, they are of paramount importance for the proper functioning of the body, and this includes bone maintenance. So consuming a variety of protein sources provides a variety of building blocks that the body can then use to build bones. Now, soy products are rich in calcium as well as phytoestrogens, and that help maintain the body's hormonal balance. Beans and lentils are rich in fiber. They're rich in magnesium, essential amino acids, vitamins, and other minerals. It's really important that we include the entire list I just gave in your diet on a daily basis. Obviously, this depends on your needs and your personal requirements, but there are also things that we should be avoiding or reducing. These are things like processed foods and beverages, which contain a really high amount of sugar, fat, and salt. Products that are high in sugar, fat, and salt should be eaten in moderation. Obviously, this includes because we want to maintain healthy body weight, which can be significant when it comes to maintaining bone health. But mainly is the fact that fizzy and sweetened beverages contain phosphorus, and that impedes calcium absorption. These foods also contain a large amount of sodium, and that encourages calcium excretion from the body. Now, another important thing is that most diets that are high in processed foods don't contain all or any of the ingredients we just spoke about having your diet full of. Another thing we want to be trying to avoid is oxalic acid. Now, I know before I said all the leafy beans and all the leafy greens and all the nuts. And oxalic acid is found in spinach and chives and nuts, as well as tea and cocoa, for example. But what it does is prevent the absorption of calcium. So it's also recommended not to eat these foods as part of a calcium-rich meal. So you can have them, just not alongside all the calcium. Another thing that can be really detrimental is smoking, caffeine, and alcohol consumption. All of these cause poor calcium absorption, and they increase the excretion of calcium in the urine. Now, you should also know that there is a controversy when it comes to consumption of animal-based products. Some people argue that these are good sources of calcium, but there are people who disagree because of the fact that animal-based products often contain high amounts of phosphorus, which, like I said before, impairs calcium absorption. And also they'll say that high amounts of protein can lead to loss of bone mass. At this point, the research is, there's no unequivocal trend, so I can't reach a final conclusion. I can say that my personal opinion is that a vegetarian diet has many health benefits over an omnivorous diet, but you should always go for a personalized diet that's tailored to suit what you actually want and what you actually need. Another side note is that a lot of women have been recommended to take calcium supplementation. Calcium supplementation is another controversial issue because on the one hand, it provides you with all the calcium you need in order to protect your bones. But on the other hand, it also leads to calcification in blood vessels, and that can increase the risk for heart disease in women in particular. Perhaps it's in women in particular because men don't get the recommendation to have calcium as often as women do, but we do see that calcium supplementation has the potential to increase risk for heart disease. And therefore, I don't agree with the sort of blanket recommendation that all women should take it. I think this should be another thing that is absolutely individualized, both in terms of quantity, in terms of how much time you're taking it for. And there has to be a really serious emphasis in my mind on the prevention of bone loss and the maintenance of bone health, as opposed to the supplementation of calcium, because calcium through our diet doesn't cause the same level of calcification in arteries. Therefore, there is far less risk of increasing heart disease. In fact, the foods that are rich in calcium usually help reduce the risk for heart disease. So there is controversy there. I'm sure not everyone would agree with me on this, but I feel as though it's really important to pay attention to these things. And it's one of the reasons, one of the many, many reasons, that diet is never a one-size-fits-all. It's always got to be tailored individually to what you need, to look at your risks of heart disease, to look at your risks of bone loss, and to decide what's more important and how can we find a happy medium in the middle. So, as ever, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, you can comment below. You can send me an email at myanatropathy@gmail.com. You can hit me up on the website, myanatropathy.co.uk. And I hope you have a really great week. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Keep yourself happy and healthy. And I will see you in the next episode. Have a good one. Bye.